This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377. Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
Tonight's top story is America. She's the greatest country in the world.
Damn right!
Want to know why Americans don't knock on doors when they breach? Because freedom rings!
Freedom!
America.
God bless the USA.
The entrepreneurial spirit is to dream, and to do. We are building America.
And we will make America great again.
This is Freedom's First News on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, the new Freedom 96.9.
And happy 250th birthday, America. That Peter Griffin piece, that's going to go through my head the rest of it.
Na, 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 America. Na, 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 America.
It's going to go through my head all day long. Thanks for that, Uncle Dave. I appreciate you, man.
Yeah.
You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. If you want to be part of this 4th of July show, 405-608-4377 is the number to dial, 405-608-4377. We have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Well, Brent Swadley is back in the news again. The restaurant chain owner now says that his constitutional rights were violated during his trial for bilking taxpayers out of money. We'll look at the latest allegations. A teenager will spend the rest of his life behind bars after he killed two people to, get this, steal a set of AirPods and a pack of cigarettes. There's a lot more to this story, though. We'll explain. Oklahoma City police are investigating an apparent murder-suicide. Meanwhile, an Oklahoma City man is behind bars this morning. He's accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at a guy in a wheelchair and then wheeling him into the flames. And wait till you find out where he did it. A new law to tackle Oklahoma's teacher shortage problem. And with 4th of July parties coming up this weekend, everything you need to know about the state's social host law. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Freeland Wood will join us live for First Responder Friday. Plus your calls and comments at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And your dad joke of the day. We got a whole lot to talk about. But first, your Freedom First News headlines on Freedom 96.9. Restaurant owner Brent Swadley is accusing prosecutors of violating his constitutional rights by listening to confidential jail calls with his attorneys while he awaits sentencing at the Oklahoma County Jail. Swadley, who was convicted in May on fraud charges tied to State Parks restaurant contracts, is asking a judge to release him on bond during his appeal and to stop prosecutors from accessing any recorded attorney-client calls. His attorneys claim the prosecutors intercepted at least 38 privileged conversations to gain an advantage in future legal proceedings. Attorney General Gettner Drummond denies the allegations, calling them patently false and saying there are safeguards in place to protect attorney-client privilege. A hearing on Swadley's bond request is set for July 16th. That's the same day as he is scheduled to be sentenced. A Garvin County teenager has been sentenced to life without parole for the murders of two workers during a botched robbery at a marijuana grow near Winniewood. 19-year-old Wyatt Collins pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder and burglary in the April 2025 killings of 56-year-old Boming Ma and 42-year-old Alejandro Hernandez. Investigators say Collins and his younger cousin walked 3 miles to the grow intending to steal marijuana, but found no mature plants and instead entered a home on the property. Prosecutors say the pair left with only cigarettes and AirPods after the deadly shootings. Collins' cousin, Matthew Jones, is being prosecuted in federal court. Oklahoma City police are investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide at a home in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers were called just after 10 o'clock Wednesday morning to a home on the 12,000 block of Southwest 4th Street for reports of a shooting. When officers arrived, they found two people dead inside the home, both with apparent gunshot wounds. Investigators now believe 64-year-old Bruce Hudson shot and killed his wife, 62-year-old Deanna Hudson, before taking his own life. The investigation remains ongoing. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Oklahoma City Police Department's homicide tip line. An Oklahoma City man is in custody after police say that he threw a Molotov cocktail outside police headquarters on Thursday morning. Investigators say Emery Alexander walked up to the Oklahoma City Police Department on Main Street and threw the device at a man in a wheelchair, igniting the fire on the ground. Police say the victim was able to wheel himself away from the flames, but Alexander then tried to push him back into the fire. Detectives who were outside the building quickly arrested Alexander. No injuries have been reported. A Yukon man facing second-degree murder charges after a hit-and-run crash in Oklahoma City left one person dead and another seriously injured. Court records show 28-year-old Sterling Morales was stopped by police near I-35 and Northeast 31st Street after allegedly running a stop sign and driving with a defective headlight. Officers then discovered the two victims in the roadway. One person died at the scene, while a second one suffered severe injuries and was taken to the hospital. Morales faces multiple felony charges, including leaving the scene of a fatal crash and aggravated DUI. He's being held in Oklahoma County Jail on a $10 million bond. Oklahoma City police are investigating an injury crash on I-35 near Southeast 15th Street. Investigators say the wreck happened on Thursday night and involved a three-wheeled vehicle and a passenger car. According to police, both vehicles had reportedly been weaving in and out of traffic before the collision. Two people riding on the three-wheeler were thrown onto the interstate, including one child. Police are also searching for a black Nissan believed to have been involved in that crash. The conditions of those injured have not been released, and the investigation remains ongoing. Authorities in Bethany pulled a vehicle from Lake Overholster on Thursday evening after a crash sent it into the water. Investigators say an 18-year-old driver and a juvenile passenger told police they believed they were being followed by a white truck while traveling near East Overholster Drive. According to authorities, the car was traveling between 30 and 35 miles per hour when the driver lost control of the vehicle and rolled it into the lake. Police say that both occupants suffered only minor injuries and declined treatment from EMSA. The incident remains under investigation. Seminole police have arrested a suspect accused of vandalizing the city's splash pad. Investigators say city crews discovered the damage on Thursday morning after finding a maintenance building door standing open. Police say water pumps, pipes, and other equipment inside had been damaged or removed, temporarily shutting down the popular summer attraction. Surveillance video showed the suspect at a maintenance building for about 30 minutes. And investigators say that video, along with an anonymous tip, led to the arrest of Grady Brown. Now, despite the damage, city crews were able to repair the splash pad just in time for the busy holiday weekend. 77 degrees under sunny skies at 7:13. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, applications for Oklahoma's Promise have surged, with more than 10,200 students from the class of 2026 applying for the college scholarship program, a nearly 50% increase from previous graduating class. State officials say lawmakers boosted funding for the program to more than $88 million for the upcoming fiscal year to help meet the growing demand. Oklahoma Promise covers tuition at public colleges and universities for eligible students. State regents say the increase was expected after lawmakers expanded eligibility, including opening a program to some children of longtime public school teachers. Nearly 2,400 students have applied through the new teacher track, including about 850 members of the class of 2026. A new Oklahoma law took effect on July 1st that expands alternative pathways for teacher certification in an effort to address the state's ongoing teacher shortage. House Bill 3076 allows approved public, private, and nonprofit organizations to train future educators through alternative certification programs. The law also shifts oversight of those programs from the State Board of Education to the Oklahoma Commission for Educational Quality and Accountability. Candidates must still meet education and testing requirements and have a job offer from an Oklahoma school district before receiving certification. Supporters say the changes could reduce the state's reliance on emergency certified teachers, especially in rural and high-need districts. A state program aimed at expanding affordable housing is making more than 1,000 homes available across Oklahoma. A new report shows the Housing Stability Program has invested more than $170 million since lawmakers created it back in 2023. The program, administered by the Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency, has helped to make 1,058 homes available under construction or planned in 29 counties. State officials say about 50 homes have already been sold and around 20 more leased. The program offers builders 0% interest loans to encourage construction, while qualified buyers can still receive down payment assistance worth up to 5% of a home's purchase. Well, fire officials are urging families to put safety first this 4th of July after two Oklahoma boys were critically injured in a fireworks accident. Authorities say a 12-year-old was holding a mortar-style firework while an 11-year-old tried to light it, and then it exploded before they could get away. The older boy suffered severe injuries to his hand and significant eye trauma, while the younger child sustained cuts to his upper body. Both are expected to survive. Fire officials are reminding parents that fireworks are explosives and not toys, and say that children should always keep a safe distance and be closely supervised. Well, it is the 4th of July weekend, a time to celebrate the nation's 250th birthday. But before you do, you need to know more about Oklahoma's social host law. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Freeland Wood joins us live on this First Responder Friday to talk a bit about it. And then coming up, your dad joke of the day. It's 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 7:16. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic. Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues to watch out for eastbound I-44 at the Klassen Circle, May and Northwest Expressway, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Joe Fallon did something smart. He saved hundreds on auto insurance switching to Progressive. With that money, he commissioned a portrait of himself. Does Joe already know what he looks like? Yes. Do guests know what he looks like? Also yes. But not as art. It's Joe's savings, and if he wants to spend it on a velvet painting of himself with a white tiger at his feet, we say, roar, Joe, roar. Switch and see if you could save with Progressive, and treat yourself. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
We're talking about news and opinions from D.C. to OKC. We're Oklahoma's talk radio. The new Freedom 96.9. Freedom969.com and on the Freedom app.
Hey, Oklahoma, this is Dana Lash, host of The Dana Show. I'll be bringing you the latest news you won't hear anywhere else
every weekday starting at 2 p.m.
Look, if Clarence Thomas is mad, I think that you all are justified in getting angry, too. I'm tired of people trying to drive the car and tell you what to be angry about or not angry about. If Clarence Thomas is mad, I'll be damned. I think that's a good standard of measure to justify whether or not your anger is legitimate. Don't you agree?
You can hear me weekdays at 2 p.m. on the new Freedom 96.9 and Freedom969.com.
Local news, Oklahoma politics and events. This is Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck.
And welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Happy 250th birthday, America. It's going to be a hot one for your celebrations this weekend. Look for mostly cloudy skies. It'll be breezy, though, today with a high of 95 degrees tonight. Clear and humid with a low of 73. On Saturday, partly sunny. It's going to be a hot one. Highest temperatures going up to 99 degrees on Saturday. Then on Sunday, partly sunny, maybe a chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon, high of 98 degrees. It's 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 7:21. Well, as families gather for 4th of July celebrations, we want to remind you about the state's social host law. The law holds anyone who allows underage drinking on their property responsible, even if they didn't provide the alcohol or even at the party. Violators can face fines, and if someone is seriously injured or killed, felony charges are possible. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Freeland Wood joins us live on this First Responder Friday. Seems only appropriate as we celebrate this free land. We have a sheriff named Freeland on the air. Huh, Sheriff?
Hello. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, brother. How are you?
Wonderful.
So kind of tell me a bit about the social host law, because I think there's a lot of confusion surrounding it.
Well, basically, back in 2006, before 2006, we had a major issue, obviously, with parents or adults hosting parties and basically for kids. And then some of them would even leave town. So some legislators got together and made this law so where now we can hold people accountable and even hold them responsible, even if they're, you know, vacationing out of state and allowing their kids to have these events and, you know, hold them liable. And I think it's a great thing because being a school resource officer for almost 20 years, I dealt with this quite a bit. And so basically it's just a law that holds people accountable for parties.
And I think there's kind of an old school type of thought among parents that I would much rather have my kids at my house drinking than out drinking in a field or out drinking at some kid's house or, you know, fill in the blank. But the reality is it's still dangerous. And they can still do some stupid stuff as a result. I remember we saw just a couple of years ago here in Oklahoma County, we had a family that hosted a graduation party. And unfortunately, a kiddo drowned during that party. And under the social host law, they became targeted as a result of that. And oftentimes, correct, I think parents aren't thinking that. They're thinking, well, as long as the kids are under my watchful eye. But the reality is you get 100 drunk kids at your house, it's hard to keep an eye on everybody.
I like I said, through experience of dealing with kids my whole career, I can't tell you how many parties that I've been to where there's hundreds of kids or, you know, there and then no responsible adult. And so, yes, that was something we dealt with a lot, for sure. And now, you know, like I said, we just dealt with it not even 2 weeks ago to where we had a Airbnb owner call wanting us to deal with a party that she felt like was on her property. And fortunately, we got over there in time before it even started and was able to run everybody off or contact parents. And actually, the person that rented the Airbnb had to leave.
Now, that brings up a good point. And I don't know the answer to this, so I'm going to see if I can tap your brain. If I own an Airbnb, am I subject to the social host law? Because, you know, if I'm owning an Airbnb, obviously I'm letting somebody else own my property. But under the terms of the law, as long as I am the owner of the property and somebody is underage partying in that property, I can still be held legally liable.
And I think that's where the owners of an Airbnb, they're concerned. So, you know, I mean, we use an Airbnb quite a bit when we go on vacation. And I know you read a contract, that's one of the big things they put in it, no parties allowed there. And so I think that's probably, in my opinion, I believe that probably protects them because they put on there that you will be evicted or asked to leave the person renting it.
Under this law, too, it also not just leaves the door open for criminal liability, it also leaves it open for civil liability. So you may not go to jail, but you might find yourself losing your savings, your retirement, everything.
Now, that part of it I would agree with because, you know, that could happen. I mean, anybody, a lot of times when they go after somebody for something like that, they're going to go after somebody that either has the more money or as the owner of the property, for sure.
77 degrees at 725. We've got on the line with us Pottawatomie County Sheriff Freeland Wood. We're talking a bit about the state's social host law, especially as we go into this long holiday weekend. And essentially what the social host law does is it makes a person who owns a property liable both civilly and criminally should kids be on the property drinking and then get into some kind of trouble. Is this something that I know that, I mean, typically speaking, as law enforcement, we want people to have fun. We want them to enjoy themselves. We want them to have a good time. We want them to do so safely. And is this just another tool that law enforcement can use to try to ensure that the fun that people are having is done in a safe fashion?
Oh, yes, I 100% agree. I mean, it's nice to have this tool. I mean, you know, I mean, you know, we do want kids to be safe, and we want adults to, you know, we... We want the parents to be able to say, hey, you know, I want my kid at my home, but you know, we just got to be smarter with that. We don't, I mean, you know, I don't want, I mean, obviously we all have kids, a lot of us have kids, and we don't want our kids to be in that situation to where they make a poor decision, leave drinking and driving, or just over drink. And so, you know, so I think this is important law that we can maybe help the parents not be that best friend.
And Sheriff, while we got you on board, the other thing that we're talking about quite a bit today is firework safety. And right. I think that oftentimes people underestimate just how powerful these fireworks are. We just had a case just outside of Tulsa, an 11-year-old and a 12-year-old playing with mortar-type fireworks. The 11-year-old lights the firework in the hand of the 12-year-old. Looks like it basically blows apart this poor kid's hand and takes out one of his eyeballs. These things are serious, man.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. You know, we just we were at my a family member's house last night, and, you know, we had they had fireworks, and, you know, keeping your kids away from them, that's very important. Or have an adult there with them monitoring these kids and, you know, and teaching them how to do those fireworks correctly is important.
And I think we think of, like, sparklers, for example, as being kind of a firework 2.0, a firework for kids to play with, without stopping to think about the fact that these fireworks, these sparklers, they generate a tremendous amount of heat. I mean, we're talking like power of the sun, hellfire kind of heat. And I think people don't realize that as they're letting their four-year-old swing these things around.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I mean, you look at one of those, it's blinding. It's almost like a welder. And so, yes, and then, you know, they drop them on the ground, step on them, or they have too many in their hands at one time. Yes, it's very dangerous. Yes, for sure.
Pottawatomie County Sheriff Freeland Wood, thanks so much for joining us today. I certainly appreciate you being on with us on this First Responder Friday.
Thank you for having me. It was an honor to be on your show.
You bet. We'll talk to you next month. Well, we still have a whole bunch we want to talk about this morning. Brett Swadley back in the headlines. The restaurant operator now claims prosecutors violated his rights by listening to privileged jail calls with his attorneys. We'll break down the latest legal battle. A Garvin County teenager has been sentenced to life without parole after prosecutors say a robbery at a marijuana grow ended with two workers dead. We'll have all the details on that one. Oklahoma City Police now investigating what appears to be a murder-suicide after a husband and wife were found dead inside of a southwest Oklahoma City home. An Oklahoma City man is behind bars this morning. Get this, he's accused of throwing a Molotov cocktail at a man in a wheelchair, then trying to push him back into the flames. And wait till you hear where it happened. And a new Oklahoma law is expanding alternative pathways to become a teacher. Could it help end the teacher shortage? Plus, your dad joke of the day. Still a whole lot to talk about. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
USA Radio News. I'm John Summers. Iran's former allied supreme leader Ali Khamenei is set to be buried Thursday following days of ceremonies. The CDC is working to determine the source of a parasitic illness linked to explosive diarrhea in multiple states. In Michigan, Dr. John Brooks of McLaren Health says symptoms can be very uncomfortable.
Really what people talk about is the explosive nature where there's pressure, a lot of gas, and it's, and again, it's the term explosive kind of talks about itself of what that feels like.
More than 165 million Americans are under heat alerts heading into the Independence Day holiday. New heat records could be set in New York City, Philadelphia, and Washington, D.C. We're learning more about what might have led up to the investigation into California Governor Gavin Newsom and his wife. Dust from the Saharan Desert is blowing into parts of the U.S. From America's News Network, USA Radio News.
This is Noble McIntyre with the McIntyre Minute. After a serious injury, the insurance company may ask you to see a doctor of their choosing, and then they call it an independent medical examination. It's not independent. This doctor is hired and paid for by the insurance company. They see you one time for less than an hour, and then they write a report that often concludes that your injuries are exaggerated, pre-existing, or already healed. Coincidence? I don't think so. I've seen hundreds of these reports, and they all follow a predictable pattern because they serve a predictable purpose, to give the insurance company a piece of paper that justifies paying you less. Your own treating physician, a doctor that has actually examined you and treated you over time, carries far more weight. We know how to challenge these so-called independent exams and put the focus back where it belongs. Call McIntyre Law at 777-7000 or visit us at McIntyreLaw.com.
Catch our show, Legal Talk with Noble McIntyre and Jeremy Thurman, Saturdays at 1 p.m. on Freedom 96.9.
And that's your McIntyre Minute.
Freedom local coverage starts now.
From the Freedom 96.9 News Center, I'm Bo B. Kraft. News is brought to you by Health 65. You've worked hard, and Medicare doesn't have to be. Health 65 is making Medicare easy again. Health65.com. A man faces charges after Oklahoma City police say he threw a Molotov cocktail outside police headquarters Thursday morning. Emery Alexander allegedly threw the device near a man in a wheelchair, starting a fire. Police say the victim was able to move away from the flames. Detectives nearby quickly took Alexander into custody, and no serious injuries were reported. No additional details are available as the investigation continues. More than $12 million in federal disaster funding being awarded for recovery projects across Oklahoma, with much of that new money helping Tri-County Electric Cooperative repair damage from severe storms and winter weather. Oklahoma also received more than $1 million for wildfire response costs. State officials say that funding will help strengthen infrastructure damaged by past disasters. Enid police are reminding residents not to break into vehicles to rescue animals trapped in the heat this summer. Officers say doing so could expose people to criminal charges or civil liability. Instead, residents are encouraged to call law enforcement or animal welfare officers. Officials say trained first responders have authority to enter vehicles when an animal's life is at risk. That's the latest from the Freedom 96.9 News Center on Oklahoma's Talk Radio. Your Oklahoma City Freedom Forecast is next.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door, and we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
It's a good day. I'm here with Stephen Smith, owner of ICS Concrete Coatings in Oklahoma City. Stephen, how does ICS help businesses with their flooring needs?
We provide industrial-grade polyurea coatings for warehouses, retail shops, and offices. They're chemical-resistant, withstand heavy traffic, and keep your space looking professional. We've done everything from auto shops to restaurants with stunning results.
That sounds ideal for high traffic areas. What about minimizing business downtime? That's pretty important.
Yeah, our coatings cure in hours, so we're done in a day. Your business stays operational with minimal interruption, and the floor lasts for years.
It sounds like a smart investment. Any advice for business owners listening right now?
Give us a call, get a free estimate, and we'll tailor a solution that fits your needs and budget.
Upgrade your business with ICS Concrete Coatings. Call 405-403-4012 or visit ICSConcreteCoatings.com, 405-403-4012, or go to ICSConcreteCoatings.com to schedule your free estimate today.
Hey, this is Dr. Tony from Be Well Acupuncture in Oklahoma City. Are you not from around here? We can still help you with your peripheral neuropathy with our outpatient optimization program, which means we send everything you need to reverse your neuropathy right to your house. Be Well Acupuncture understands that traveling can be difficult when you are in pain, and we're here to help even from afar. Take the next step to your relief. Call 405-697-5121 or visit bewellokc.com to get started today.
Freedom.
Weather. Here's your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast. Today, expect mostly cloudy skies with occasional breezy conditions. The temperature will reach a high of 95. Tonight will be mainly clear and humid with a low of 73. Tomorrow morning will bring some breeziness, but overall the day will be partly sunny and hot with a high of 99. Looking ahead to Sunday, anticipate partly sunny weather with toasty conditions. There is a chance of a thunderstorm in spots during the afternoon with a high of 98. With your Oklahoma City AccuWeather forecast, I'm meteorologist Jason Katerina.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillback on Freedom 96.9. Happy 250th birthday, America. Taking a quick check on your temperature. It's 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 7:36. That means it's time for your dad joke of the day. You know, Uncle Dave, I thought the word Caesarian started with the letter S.
Yeah?
Yeah. But then when I looked it up in the dictionary, it was in the C section.
Cut it out.
Oh, baby. Let's check out your Freedom First News headlines this morning. Restaurant owner Brent Swadley is accusing state prosecutors of violating his constitutional rights by listening to confidential phone calls between him and his attorneys while he remains in the Oklahoma County Jail awaiting sentencing. Swadley, convicted in May on fraud charges tied to the state park's restaurant contracts, is asking a judge to release him on bond while he appeals and to block prosecutors from accessing any attorney-client recordings. His legal team alleges prosecutors intercepted at least 38 privileged calls in an effort to gain an advantage in future court proceedings. Attorney General Gettner Drummond strongly denies the claims, calling them completely false and saying safeguards exist to protect attorney-client privilege. A hearing on Swadley's bond request is scheduled for July 16th. That's the same day as he's set to be sentenced. A Garvin County teenager will spend the rest of his life behind bars for the murders of two workers during a robbery at a marijuana grow near Wynnewood. 19-year-old Wyatt Collins pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder and one count of burglary in the April 2025 deaths of 56-year-old Boming Ma and 42-year-old Alejandro Hernandez. Investigators say Collins and his younger cousin walked 3 miles to the grow intending to steal marijuana. When they found no mature plants, they entered the residence on the property. Prosecutors say the pair fled with only cigarettes and AirPods after that deadly shooting. Collins' younger cousin, Matthew Jones, continues to face charges in federal court. Oklahoma City police are investigating what they believe to be a murder-suicide at a home in southwest Oklahoma City. Officers responded just after 10 o'clock Wednesday morning to a home in the 12,000 block of Southwest 4th Street on a report of a shooting. When they arrived, officers discovered two people dead inside with apparent gunshot wounds. Investigators now believe 64-year-old Bruce Hudson shot and killed his wife, 62-year-old Deanna Hudson, before taking his own life. The investigation remains active, and anyone with information is urged to contact Oklahoma City Police Department's homicide tip line. An Oklahoma City man is behind bars after police say he threw a Molotov cocktail right outside police headquarters on Thursday morning. Investigators say Emery Alexander approached the Oklahoma City Police Department on Main Street and threw the device at a man in a wheelchair, causing a fire to ignite. Police say the victim managed to wheel himself away from the flames, but Alexander allegedly attempted to push him right back into the burning area. Detectives who were outside the building immediately took Alexander into custody. Fortunately, no one was injured. A Yukon man is facing a second-degree murder charge following a hit-and-run crash that killed one person and seriously injured another in Oklahoma City. Court records show 28-year-old Sterling Morales was stopped by officers near I-35 and Northeast 31st Street after allegedly running a stop sign and driving with a defective headlight. Shortly afterward, officers located two victims in the roadway. One person died at the scene while the other suffered severe injuries and was transported to OU Medical Center. Morales now faces several felony charges, including aggravated DUI and leaving the scene of a fatal accident. He remains jailed on $10 million bond. Oklahoma City police continue to investigate an injury accident along I-35 near Southeast 15th Street. Investigators say the crash happened Thursday night and involved a three-wheeled vehicle and a passenger car. According to police, both vehicles had reportedly been weaving through traffic before the collision. Two people riding on the three-wheeler, including a child, were thrown into the interstate. Investigators are also searching for a black Nissan believed to have been involved in the incident. The exterior, or rather the extent of the victim's injuries, has not yet been released. Authorities in Bethany pulled a vehicle from Lake Overholster on Thursday evening after a crash centered into the water. Investigators say an 18-year-old driver and a juvenile passenger told officers they believed they were being followed by a white pickup truck while driving near East Overholster Drive. Authorities say the vehicle was traveling between 30 and 35 miles per hour when the driver lost control and rolled into the lake. Both occupants suffered only minor injuries and declined treatment from EMSA. That crash remains under investigation. Seminole police have arrested a suspect accused of vandalizing the city's splash pad. Investigators say city workers discovered the damage on Thursday morning after finding a maintenance building door open. Police say pumps, pipes, and other equipment had been damaged or moved, temporarily shutting down the popular attraction. Surveillance video reportedly showed a suspect at the facility for about a half an hour, and investigators say that footage, along with an anonymous tip, led them to Grady Brown. City crews were able to make repairs in time for the holiday weekend. 77 degrees under sunny skies at 7:41. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Well, applications for Oklahoma's Promise continue to climb, with more than 10,200 students from the class of 2026 applying for the scholarship program. That's a nearly 50% increase over the previous graduating class. State officials say lawmakers increased funding for the program to more than $88 million for the upcoming fiscal year to meet the growing demand. Oklahoma's Promise covers tuition costs and at public colleges and universities for eligible students. State regents say the increase was expected after lawmakers expanded eligibility, including making some children of longtime public school teachers eligible. Nearly 2,400 students have applied through the new teacher track. A new Oklahoma law that took effect on July 1st expands alternative routes into the teaching profession in an effort to combat the state's teacher shortage. House Bill 3076 allows approved public, private, and nonprofit organizations to provide alternative teacher certification programs. The law also transfers oversight of those programs from the State Board of Education to the Oklahoma Commission for Educational Quality and Accountability. Candidates must still meet education and testing requirements and secure employment with an Oklahoma school district before becoming certified. Supporters believe the measure could reduce the state's dependence on emergency certified teachers. A state initiative aimed at increasing affordable housing opportunities is now helping to bring more than 1,000 homes to communities around Oklahoma. A new report shows the Housing Stability Program has invested more than $170 million since lawmakers created it back in 2023. The Oklahoma Housing Finance Agency says 1,058 homes are either available, under construction, or planned across 29 counties. Approximately 50 homes have already been sold, while another 20 have been leased. The program offers builders 0% loans and provides qualifying home buyers with a down payment assistance. The Oklahoma National Guard Museum has officially reopened in a new and expanded facility in Northeast Oklahoma City. The museum's new home on Northeast Grand Boulevard features 20,000 square feet of exhibit space, along with a new education and event center. In addition to longtime exhibits highlighting the 45th Infantry Division, Medal of Honor recipients, and World War II history, the museum now places greater emphasis on the Guard's domestic missions, including responses to tornadoes, wildfires, and the Oklahoma City bombing. New displays include a CH-47 Chinook helicopter. Admission is free. As Oklahomans head to the lakes this holiday weekend, state environmental officials are reminding people to be aware of water conditions. The Department of Environmental Quality says one of the biggest summertime concerns is harmful blue-green algae, which can produce toxins dangerous to people, pets, and wildlife. DEQ routinely monitors lakes and drinking water resources around the state. Officials say drought conditions and low water levels can also contribute to algae growth and increased bacteria levels, particularly in stagnant water. Millions of Americans are expected to travel during the 4th of July holiday period, with AAA projecting more than 72 million travelers nationwide. At Will Rogers International Airport, officials say travel remains steady, with approximately 7,000 passengers expected to depart through the remainder of this week. Airport officials say the busiest travel period begins around 6 a.m. each morning. Travelers are encouraged to arrive early, have their Real ID available, and reserve parking ahead of time to avoid delays. Fire officials are reminding families to put safety first this Independence Day after two Oklahoma boys suffered critical injuries in a fireworks incident. Authorities say a 12-year-old boy was holding a mortar-style firework when an 11-year-old attempted to light it and that's when it unexpectedly exploded. The older boy suffered severe injuries to his hand and eyes, while the younger child suffered cuts across his upper body. Both are expected to survive. Fire officials stress that fireworks are explosives and not toys, and that children should always be supervised and kept at a safe distance. A new state law allows Oklahomans to use fireworks on private property in some areas, but many metro cities are continuing to enforce local bans. Oklahoma City, Edmond, Moore, Norman, and Yukon all prohibit consumer fireworks within city limits, including sparklers and bottle rockets. City leaders say municipalities still have the authority to regulate fireworks, and they're encouraging residents to attend professional displays instead. Officials also remind residents to use non-emergency numbers to report illegal fireworks and reserve 911 calls for actual emergencies involving injuries or fires. Like we mentioned, a Garvin County teenager has been sentenced to life without parole for the murders of two workers during a robbery at a marijuana grow near Winniewood. 19-year-old Wyatt Collins pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder in the April 2025 killings of Boeming Ma and Alejandra Hernandez. Investigators say Collins and his younger cousin went to the grow to steal marijuana but left with only cigarettes and AirPods after the deadly shootings. Collins' cousin, Matthew Jones, is still facing charges in federal court. So what are your thoughts on this? We'd like to hear from you at 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. Are Oklahoma's lax laws regarding medical marijuana responsible for crimes like this, or do we blame the teenagers? I mean, it's no secret that Oklahoma has become a magnet for violent crime because of the cash-heavy medical marijuana business, and you see dispensaries on just about every street corner in just about every town. Is this leading to more violent crimes like the double murder that Collins pleaded guilty to? Or is the issue bigger than that? Are younger people just so desensitized to violence that many of them have become sociopaths? Let's talk about it. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. 77 degrees under sunshiny skies at 747. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9.
Freedom.
Traffic.
Traffic.
We now take you to our eye in the sky.
Traffic brought to you by Service Pro Plumbing. They can't fix the traffic, but they can fix your plumbing. Call today or visit serviceprookc.com. Construction issues to watch out for eastbound I-44 at the Klassen Circle, May and Northwest Expressway, bridge work I-44 at Southwest 74th, and on the Kilpatrick-Wilshire to Northwest 122nd.
Hear the latest news and trending information that impacts your world on the new Freedom 96.9, freedom969.com, and on the Freedom app, Oklahoma's talk radio.
Hey, have you noticed over time your ability to be intimate just gets less? I mean, suddenly you wake up and things don't work anymore. Let's face it, dealing with erectile dysfunction is not easy, but it's not hard. Hi, this is Greg with your Ultimate Men's Clinic. The effects of ED are no joke. They lead to problems, especially in new relationships and throughout existing relationships. You know you have a problem and it's always in your head. Look, ED never gets better left untreated. No matter what your situation or medical condition, for only $49 you'll receive a blood test, review our state-of-the-art treatment options. You'll see results that same day or your office visit is free. Imagine never having to worry about the fear and embarrassment of not being able to perform again. You can leave with medication that same day. So what are you waiting for? Call 405-896-3000. That's 896-3000. Or on the web at menofokc.com. That's menofokc.com. And remember, when it comes to being a man, go ultimate.
Hi, this is Jamie with Discount Garage Door. And we've got some amazing specials going on our stock doors. Right now, get an 8x7 garage door installed for just $10.99, a 16x7 for $16.99, or get the door and motor combo for just $23.99. These prices are out the door, installed, and every job comes with a 5-year warranty on all parts and labor. Give us a call at 525-DOOR or visit us at discountgaragedoor.com.
The new Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. Find out more at freedom969.com.
As we gear up for barbecues and fireworks, there's still fireworks happening in the Middle East and in Washington, D.C. over trying to get legislation passed. I'm Eric Erickson. Listen to me live weekdays right here on Freedom 96.9, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. as we dive deep on the news of the day, cover all the breaking news, and I will even take your phone calls at 877-973-7425 right here on Freedom 96.9, the voice of freedom across the great state of Oklahoma.
Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck. Join the conversation by calling 405-608-4377 on the new Freedom 96.9.
And good morning. Welcome back. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Hey, keep in mind, Freedom 96.9, Liberty Fest 2026, honoring 250 years of American independence and the 100th anniversary of the legendary Route 66. So we got a whole bunch we're celebrating tomorrow. Celebrate one of the largest 4th of July festivals in the country with events like the Concert in the Park, Rodeo, Liberty Sprint, the Car Show, Liberty Fest Parade that starts tomorrow morning. It's hosted by Lee Matthews and myself, Aaron Brillbeck. You can meet both of us there. And the Grand Fireworks Show is back up at UCO. You can find out more on Freedom 96.9. If you're going tomorrow, you definitely want to slather on that sunscreen and you want to wear as little as possible. I'm not talking thongs, but I'm talking, dress down a little bit. Maybe a sleeveless T-shirt with an American flag on it. Maybe your shorty shorts, but not too short. It's going to be a really hot one. Today, mostly cloudy, breezy, high of about 95 degrees. Tonight, clear, humid, low of 73. On Saturday for the parade, partly sunny, hot. Get this, 99 degrees for a high. Bring plenty of water with you. On Sunday, pretty much the same thing. Partly sunny, maybe a chance for thunderstorms to cool things off later on in the day. High of 98 degrees. 77 degrees and sunshine at 7:52. Well, a Garvin County teenager has been sentenced to life without parole for the murders of two workers during a botched robbery at a marijuana grow near Wynnewood. 19-year-old Wyatt Collins pleaded guilty to two counts of first-degree murder and burglary in the April 2025 killings of 56-year-old Boeming Ma and 42-year-old Alejandro Baltazar Hernandez. Now, investigators say Collins and his younger cousin walked 3 miles to the grow intending to steal marijuana, but found no mature plants, so instead they went into a home on the property. Prosecutors say the pair left with only cigarettes and AirPods after that deadly shooting. Collins' cousin, Matthew Jones, is being prosecuted in federal court. So two people dead, two people spending the rest of their lives in prison, four lives ruined, plus all the families who have to deal with that, and all for a pair of AirPods and a pack of cigarettes. What's your take on this? We want to hear from you. 405-608-4377 is the number to dial. 405-608-4377. To call this tragic is an understatement. This case really, it touches on several broader debates about Oklahoma's medical marijuana system. And there are some major talking points here. The Oklahoma marijuana industry has become a magnet for violent crime because it is so cash heavy. A lot of marijuana businesses still operate largely in cash only because marijuana remains illegal at the federal level, and that limits access to traditional banking services. Critics argue that the large amount of cash makes these grows and these dispensaries especially attractive to robbery targets. Law enforcement officials have repeatedly warned that marijuana businesses are increasingly becoming targets for armed robberies and home invasions. And in my capacity with the Oklahoma County Sheriff's Office, we see it all the time. It's become a very dangerous business. And because there is so much weed and there is so much money, cash money associated with this, oftentimes when these robberies or burglaries occur, it's almost impossible to find the suspects. So are these marijuana businesses being forced into unsafe conditions because of these federal banking restrictions? And is it time to change these federal banking restrictions? And you got to assume if it's an all cash business, could I make a guess here, and I could be totally off base, but could I make a guess and say the owners of a lot of these dispensaries probably aren't paying the appropriate amount of taxes? I don't know. Call me crazy on this one. Oklahoma's original medical marijuana laws are way too permissive. We know this. When voters approved State Question 788, was it, in 2018, Oklahoma created one of the nation's least restrictive medical marijuana systems. More so than, I mean, you would think like Denver, Colorado has got the most liberal in the entire. Nope, it's Oklahoma, guys. Oklahoma's got the most liberal marijuana laws in the entire nation, with relatively low barriers to obtaining licenses, no cap whatsoever on the number of growers or dispensaries. Critics argue that the state's open market approach allowed thousands of businesses to flood the market faster than regulators could oversee them. Right now, the OMMA is woefully understaffed. They've got just a small handful of agents to check out every one of these dispensaries. And again, every place you turn around, every street corner in every major city or small town in Oklahoma, you're going to find one of these dispensaries. There's more dispensaries than there are churches right now in Oklahoma. Any place you want to be able to get weed, you can get it pretty easily. So did Oklahoma legalize too quickly without taking enough of these safeguards into consideration? And did we jump the gun too quickly? Were we so eager to make that medical marijuana money that we said, we'll figure out the other problems later on down the road? Well, guess what? It's later on down the road. And now we've got these problems. And we've got a problem where in this particular case, you've got two teenagers whose lives are forever ruined. And you've got two adults who worked in the medical marijuana industry who are room temperature because of this. And again, all they got out of it, a pair of iPods and a pack of cigarettes. Is it really worth it? So do you think that we legalized medical marijuana too quickly without these safeguards? I want to hear from you on this one. 405-608-4377, 405-608-4377. And is it time to go back and really start revising some of this, because it has gotten so remarkably out of control? We're seeing a ton of organized crime and illegal grows popping up all over Oklahoma. State officials, including the Oklahoma Bureau of Narcotics and Governor Kevin Stitt, have argued that these lax regulations have attracted criminal organizations, including foreign-backed operations and illegal grow networks. Oklahoma has spent the last several years tightening regulations and conducting raids on illegal grows, but we're seeing it all the time. The bank that I normally go to, it's not unusual to have somebody come in smelling like weed. You can tell that these are people that barely speak English. They're trying to communicate with the folks behind the counter at the bank, and they'll reach into a paper bag and they'll pull out stacks and stacks and stacks of cash and set it down. Yeah, there's no red flags there, right? So has Oklahoma become a source for black market marijuana because of its weak regulations? Absolutely it has. The regulations are in place where growers are only supposed to grow so much, but with nobody really doing the checks and balances there, how difficult is it to grow just a little bit more weed and sell it out the back door? Many large marijuana grows are located in rural counties, and traditionally they've got very little violent crime, but sheriffs across the state have reported increases in burglaries, armed robberies, shooting, human trafficking investigations, and other crimes connected to marijuana operations. These murders just reinforce concerns that rural communities are now dealing with crimes previously unheard of in those areas. Well, just a reminder again, if you want to join us, Freedom 96.9 and Liberty Fest 2026, tomorrow morning, you want to be in Edmond, Lee Matthews will be there. I'll be there as well. We'd love to meet you. You're listening to Freedom's First News with Aaron Brillbeck on Freedom 96.9. Quick check.
Put her feet back on the path of righteousness in me. God bless America again. And you never did think that it ever would happen again. And I made a good teacher. You never did think that you'd ever get together again. I'm a dying show fool. You were walking real proud and we're talking real loud again. Here in America, you never did think that it ever would happen again.